Farsa alžirskih volitev. Na sobotnih predsedniških volitvah v Alžiriji je bil z okoli 95% glasov ponovno izvoljen dosedanji predsednik Abdelmadžid Tebboune. Tebboune si je tako zagotovil drugi mandat na čelu države po izvolitvi leta 2019, ko je na predsedniškem stolčku zamenjal Abdelaziza Bouteflika, ki je od napovedane pete predsedniške kandidature odstopil zaradi množičnih protestov. Aktualni predsednik je imel dva protikandidata, vodjo socialistične stranke Jusefa Avšiša, ki je prejel dobra 2% glasov, in zmernega islamista stranke Družbeno gibanje za mir, Abdelalija Hasanija, ki je prejel 3% glasov. Volitev se je po poročanju vodje volilne komisije Mohameda Šarfija udeležilo približno 48% volilnih upravičencev. Leta 2019 je bila udeležba okoli 40%. Takrat so volitve množično bojkotirali pripadniki protestnega gibanja Hirak, ki so želeli preprečiti ponovno kandidaturo dolgoletnega predsednika Abdelaziza Bouteflike. Zaradi nizke udeležbe na volitvah, do pete popoldne je na volišča prišlo okoli 26% volilnih upravičencev, so pristojni možnost oddaje glasu podaljšali za 1 uro. V tujini, kjer prebiva približno 800 tisoč ljudi z alžirskim državljanstvom, so lahko glasovali od ponedeljka. Razloge za nizko udeležbo predstavi neodvisni novinar Filip Sofijan Nasr.
Well, the 48% figure is definitely weak, so we're more talking about a figure of 23-24% of giving the official information that has been out about the actual number of voters that turned up in polling stations. The major reason is that everyone in the country knows who is in power. They know that these elections are not a fair competition for the presidency in Algeria, simply as the current president Tebboune is being backed by the army intelligence, and by a big alliance of political parties that are considered any part of the ruling elite. So especially the Algerian youth is looking for jobs. They want jobs and they want a perspective to be able to earn money and to have decent healthcare, for example. And the Algerian state has been already under the former president Bouteflika and also in the first term of Tebboune, so since 2019, proven that they are not able and not willing to push forward an economic and social policy that would actually offer people jobs. So the only industrial sector of the Algerian economy that is being massively supported by the government is the oil and gas sector, which provides for many jobs. So people know that with this economic policy, despite promises by regime politicians and the president, there won't be the creation of many, many jobs in the near future.
Nasr pove, da je Tebounova predvolilna kampanja temeljila na obljubah o zagotavljanju stabilnosti na mejah zaradi napadov ob meji z Malijem. Prejšnji teden so malijske oblasti alžirske obtožile omogočanja vojaške podpore Tuaregom, proti katerim se bori centralna oblast, in obsodile dovoljevanje ukrajinskega usposabljanja njihovih borcev. Tebounovo kampanjo podrobneje predstavi sogovornik.
Tebboune has been promising something that is being framed as the new Algeria. He was trying to draw an image of a new beginning, a new onset of Algerian politics and the social and economic affairs in the country, but has been basically just repeating all of those strategies that have been already tried and that failed in the past 30 years. Major topics during the campaign were indeed the insecurities at Algeria's external borders. There has been an incident at the border with Mali, where the Malian military, together with the Russian mercenary group Wagner, have been attacking a border town next to the Algerian border that is controlled by a Tuareg movement. While a few weeks later, the troops of Khalifa Haftar in eastern Libya have been taken control of a stretch of the Algerian-Libyan border. At the same time, there is irregular migration movements between Tunisia and Algeria, where Algerian authorities are not that much anymore able to control these movements as they did in the past. So the regime, the government, and especially the president try to present Algerian security issues at its borders as a main issue also for the election campaign, promising that if Tebboune gets re-elected, the Algerian military and the police and the state will be able to resolve them. However, many of these problems are A, exaggerated, and B, should be dealt with in a way of cooperation with neighboring states. But the Algerian government under Tebboune and under its predecessor are known for only a very limited will to adequately cooperate with its neighbors.
Farso demokratičnega sistema sta Tebbounu pomagala ohraniti protikandidata Yusuf Avšiš in Abdelali Hasani. Oblasti so zavrnile kandidature 13 potencialnih kandidatov, saj jim ni uspelo zbrati predpisanega števila podpisov. Predsedniški kandidati morajo zbrati podporo 50 tisočih voljivcev ali pridobiti podporo 600 članov iz vsaj 29 provincialnih skupščin. Nasr pove, da je bila Hasanijeva stranka Družbeno gibanje za mir zvesta sluga nekdanjemu predsedniku Buteflike. Fronta socialističnih sil, iz katere prihaja tretje uvrščeni Avšiš in jo večinsko podpirajo zlasti Berberi, je bojkotirala večino alžirskih volitev. Ponovno se je udeležila volitev v letu 2012, leto po arabski pomladi. Zgodovino in usmeritev obeh strank proti kandidatov podrobneje predstavi Nasr.
There are only two other candidates allowed to run against Tebboune. 13 other candidates have been disqualified. So 13 other candidates have put in their papers at the election commission, but they were denied to take part in the vote. And the two other candidates that were allowed to run are like a bit an attempt, I guess, to present an image of an election where there's a bit of a choice. So Tebboune is considered the candidate of the regime and the military, the conservative general outlook of his promises. Hassani Sharif from the moderate Islamist MSP party is a very conservative politician regarding societal issues, but his party is considered to be co-opted by the military and the regime itself since the late 90s. So this party has been, during the 20 years of Bouteflika's rule, since 2099 until 2019, always backed the president. So now, for the second time in history, they have been allowed an own candidacy, but they cannot be considered a real opposition party. So Hassani Sharif is basically like an Islamist, moderate Islamist fig leaf for the vote. The second candidate, Ayushi, is a party that represents Amazigh Kabyle population in Algeria. And the FFS, the Front of Socialist Forces, is one of the oldest political parties in Algeria and has been already established in 1963. And that party has an interesting history because it has been always boycotted elections in Algeria throughout the 80s and 90s and the 2000s and 2010s. They have only once participated in a presidential election in the 90s, but except this one occasion, they have been a consistent opposition force. However, after the 2019 popular Hirak uprising and then the following counter-revolution, it is believed that this party has been infiltrated by Algeria's intelligence services. So the party turned from a consistent opposition force to a party that, also plays the game of the ruling class.
Vsi trije predsedniški kandidati so opozorili na nepravilnosti pri štetju glasov. Predstavnik Hasanijeve kampanje je zatrdil, da predstavnikom kandidatov niso bili dostavljeni zapisniki o razvrščanju glasov in da so bili na voliščih zabeleženi pritiski na volilne delavce. Nasr pojasni, da je bila prava volilna udeležba bližje 23%. Volitve bi sicer morale potekati decembra, a jih je Tebboune prestavil na september, da bi druga kandidata imela manj časa za predvolilno kampanjo. V času predvolilne kampanje je Tebboune odredil prepoved političnega delovanja in hišni pripor opozicijskemu politiku Karimu Tabuju, njegovi podporniki pa so odgovorni tudi za ugrabitev vodje komunistične stranke MDS Fethia Gara.
The election results were exactly as expected beforehand. The current president of the Majid Tebboune won the vote by a landslide, and his two competitors only got a fraction of the vote. Surprisingly, the result is like very much in favor of Tebboune, with like almost 95%. What is interesting is that we are basically seeing with this vote the re-establishment, so to say, of a voting system that we've already seen under former Algerian president Abdelaziz Bouteflika, who was ousted in a popular revolt in 2019, meaning that the actual election results are not that much of importance, but the turnout is a much more interesting figure. The vote generally is considered rigged, mostly given and mostly related to the actual turnout. With Saturday's vote, we've seen an official turnout figure of about 48%, but polling stations have been largely empty during the whole voting process. So this figure of 48% is believed to be massively rigged.
Ob ponovni izvolitvi je Tebunu čestital tudi predsednik nekdanje kolonialne gospodarice Francije Emmanuel Macron. Odnosi med državama so sicer v zadnjem času vse prej kot prijateljski. Ti so se ohladili potem, ko je Francija podprla maroški načrt za Zahodno Saharo. Alžirsko zunanje ministrstvo je v odgovor iz Francije odpoklicalo svojega veleposlanika. Macron je v pismu maroškemu kralju Mohamedu VI. Izrazil podporo načrta maroške vlade za delno avtonomijo Zahodne Sahare, s čimer je Francija Zahodno Saharo priznala kot maroško ozemlje. Po mnenju Macrona je to edini način za rešitev dolgoletnega ozemeljskega spora. Alžirske oblasti sicer podpirajo Zahodno-saharsko odporniško polisarijsko fronto, ki zahteva polno neodvisnost in nadzira vzhodni del ozemlja. Več o odnosu med Francijo in Alžirijo pojasni sogovorec.
France's announcement of doing a similar move like the US and Spain definitely further isolates Algeria on this topic, as Algeria continues to insist on the sovereignty of Western Sahara as an independent state and branding the Moroccan occupation of Western Sahara as a colonial attack against the Sahrawi people. This is also important given the fact that Algeria still hosts roughly 200,000 refugees from Western Sahara in the very southeast of the country. And in the city of Tindouf in this region, it's also the base of the exiled Sahrawi government. So Algeria continues to diplomatically support Western Saharan independence.
Alžirija se je podobno odzvala, ko je načrt leta 2022 podprla Španija. Alžirija je sicer za Francijo postala pomembna z začetkom ruske invazije na Ukrajino in posledičnim strahom pred izpadom ruskega plina. Alžirija je tako za Evropo postala akter v bitki za dobavo zemeljskega plina. Več pojasni alžirski raziskovalni novinar, ki se ukvarja z varnostnimi in vojaškimi temami, Akram Karif.
No, the relationship is not good at all, as Algeria is thinking about ways of sanctioning France for this act. This started by not only retrieving the ambassador, but also to diminish the state of the diplomatic relationship. So it means that Algeria will not have any ambassador appointed in France for the near future. Also, they are stopping all the partnership regarding the deportations of illegal Algerian migrants from France. So they are now rejecting any deportation to Algeria, and they are probably thinking about economical sanctions, knowing that that France is relying somehow on Algerian gas, but also has a lot of interests in Algeria. For instance, the major oil and gas company Total has big projects in Algeria in shale gas and in gas in general that could be cancelled by the Algerian government. So the situation is very tense, and I'm not convinced that things will get better soon unless France will step back to their declaration with Morocco.
Po nepresenetljivi Tebunovi zmagi na volitvah, ki sta jo dva proti kandidata zgolj posredno legitimirala, Alžirija še naprej ohranja iluzijo demokratične države, ki se lahko zoprstavi kolonialnim interesom. Offside je pripravila Brina, nad Italijani, ki stavkajo in se ne javljajo, je razočaran Tim.
Off. Side.